Welcome to this special online worship as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. In this service together, we'll have words and music and hopefully a time to reflect and sense God's presence, God's love and light in each of our hearts and homes. Light looked down and saw darkness. I will go there, said the light. Peace looked down and saw war. I will go there, said peace. Love looked down and saw hatred. I will go there, said love. So he, the Lord of Light, the Prince of Peace, the King of Love, came down and crept in beside us. Thanks be to God. And we hope and pray that you will enjoy all that we share together now.
For the first reading, we go to Hong Kong. It's here that Kay Park Parish Church member Alison Clark is a teacher.
This, tonight, is the meeting place of heaven and earth. For this, tonight, is the stable in which God keeps his appointment to meet his people. Not many high are here. Not many holy. Not many innocent children. Not many worldly wise. Not all familiar faces. Not all frequent visitors. But if tonight only strangers met, that would be enough. For Bethlehem was not the hub of the universe, nor was the stable a platform for famous folk. In an out-of-the-way place, which folk never thought to visit, there God kept and keeps his promise. There God sends his Son.
Is from Isaiah chapter 9 verses 2 to 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness, from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. May God add his blessings of his own holy word.
To Rome.